The federal government wants 16,000 more primary care doctors within the next 5 years. The School of Medicine and Public Health at UW-Madison has increased class size to include a special rural doctor program. There's also a program to get more primary care physicians in underserved urban areas like Milwaukee. The dean of the medical school, Dr. Robert Golden, would like to boost the percentage of primary care students above 50%.
We are on target to meet our goals that we can do more than our fair share, but the rest of the country will have to step up to the plate as well.
U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says the government plans to spend $250 million for states to train doctors, physician assistants, and nurse practitioners so that primary care is not in short supply.
Investing in the healthcare workforce is a personal priority of President Obama's. He began by addressing this in the Recovery Act, investing millions in the National Health Service Corps to forgive student loans for primary care providers, who agreed then to serve in underserved communities.
At the medical school in Madison, Golden says the average student debt is $135,000. He says scholarship fundraising aimed at alumni is a priority. Wisconsin has a loan forgiveness program for doctors promising to serve in rural areas. Efforts to expand that program, though, failed this legislative session. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.